Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Pascal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Musel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Barrett moves to second. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Mostill moves to second. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ma still for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Musel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurston moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Musel moves to third. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascal hits a fly ball. Pascal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Falk is chasing the ball. Pascal rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bengo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Pascal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Yankees. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to third for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ma still who is chasing the ball. Musel reaches third base with a triple. Combs scores. Koenig goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Pascal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0 for 2 in the game. Thurston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Dickie Kerr now pitching. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pascal takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Pascal moves to second. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Pascal is safe. Pascal moves to third. Ward moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerr fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Ward moves to third. Bengo moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Pascal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 5-3, Yankees. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mostill for the out. Barrett moves to third. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. Calm hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pascal takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Gehrig is safe. Gehrig moves to third. Pascal moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 3 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Gehrig scores. Pascal moves to third. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pascal tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. One out. Dickey Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Kerr scores. Davis moves to third. It's 8-4, Yankees. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Barrett scores. It's 8-6, Yankees. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 4 in the game. Kernick strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musel moves to second. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Pascal hits a fly ball. Pascal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Falk is chasing the ball. Pascal rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 3-run home run. It's 11-6, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Howie Shanks now playing left field. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Shanks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 3 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Calm moves to second. Spence Harris pinch hits for Dickie Kerr. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Musel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.